Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Doing well.
And Stephen Kolosewski.
Well, hello, hello.
Hi, man, how you doing?
How you doing?
How's the trail life?
It's heavy and it's very exciting. There's a lot to it. And it's just, you know, it's something like that, that it's just like, you really see it, but then you look at as far as all the abilities and the fact of how you can be able to just like help out so many others, minister to so many others. And when you see it, it's just like, oh my goodness. Wow.
I guess you're asking probably what we're talking about. It's TrailLifeUSA.com. You got to check it out. It is the new major character development a ministry that the Lord has launched, which we believe is a birth of things that we prayed for. It's really cool to watch how you pray for. Sometimes you pray for a long time, and the enemy tempts you to start saying, you know, my goodness, we're not seeing any breakthroughs and what's going on. But we noticed because they did a video of their journey. And in these years of praying, part of those years were while we were praying. And I want to encourage you, just don't give up. Just continue to ask God and to stay, you know, pure in your asking, but just ask Him. And as we were praying that God would take things to the next level, because, you know, with the next step outbacks and all the things we did from the Malachi mandate for 10 years, and you can find out more about that at VFNTV.com, is, you know, when is this breakthrough going to come? And as we were praying, they were meeting and began to gather together Eagle Scouts from the Boy Scouts and, you know, Christian leaders from around the nation got together and began to walk out a brand new Christian, Christ-centered ministry called Trail Life USA. And every single troop is under a church or under a ministry. And it's so, I just want to encourage you, if you have not yet started or looked into Trail Life, make a decision today to go to VFNTV.com, look at links, and you can get to Trail Life there, or you can go to TrailLifeUSA.com, and they have all the details you need to be able to get started. And we're honored with the VFN Dream Center. We were honored to be the first official troop in Escambia County, where for 10 years the Malachi mandate went out. And if you need any advice whatsoever and help, I mean, anything you need whatsoever, just anything, talk to Steve, because he's got all the answers. He's got all the answers, or at least knows where to find those answers.
He is the man.
And what is beautiful about it, too, is just like when you see these young men respond to it and just see how they just become
young men.
Just young men, and they're responding, and how they are just, it is a beautiful thing to witness.
And it's raising up, you know, young men of character and leadership and godly men, walk worthy. I mean, is the fear of the Lord statement over the whole thing. You just got to find out about it, because it's an awesome goal. And not only it just fits right in with what God tells us to do. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. Because it's not only about learning how to become a young man of character and a good godly leader and a disciple of Jesus Christ, but also about leading the next generation, leading others to do the same thing. And that's what a leader is. And that's what we're called to do. Disciples make disciples. Well, I don't know. We talked about just in a recent program where we were shocked about the 1967 request of the president sometime back that Israel would go back to their 1967 borders. If you missed that program, you got to see it, because we show you what that means. But imagine your waistline. You know, like, unlike mine, unlike Chris's and mine, but sort of like Pat's and Steve. That a waistline normally is the smallest part of your, you know, whatever. Well, not in America. But, you know, if you look over, you know, I think 70% of Americans are blessed. And so that the waistline for Israel presently, I believe at its smallest point, you know, from east to west, it was like 44 miles or something. But if they go back to potentially some of the borders they're talking about, the president was saying they needed to go back to. At the same time, what the president was saying, President Obama is saying, you know, we need to organize the Middle East, you know, that would be the waistline for Israel would be 9 miles.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do a 9 mile marathon, a walkathon or whatever, right? I mean, this heard. Yeah. And so it's like, what do you, that's our undefensible borders. Mm-hmm. And so then we found out the White House staff were calling the prime minister all kinds of names over the years. And the Atlantic was, and we talked about that. You can see all the details on the VFN Torch or watch the previous program at VFNTV.com or on your app. But they're just saying these things about him. And they called him, you know, chicken poop, because they said it wasn't the word they used, but just, and it's like, my goodness, this is Zelensky 101. Mm-hmm. It's called ridicule. And so we're going to be talking more about that today, because this is what the enemy uses on you. This is what the enemy uses on anybody. Maybe you're a man or a woman of God. You've been walking with the Lord and you don't know this. And so you're just so upset because you've done these right things, but yet you have people ridiculing you. You did the most bravest thing you've ever done in your life. You pushed past all your fears. And then somebody like that works for our president, for example, would say, you know, you're just chicken, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Don't fall prey to that. You know, Jesus was so wise. Jesus just kind of looked at people and he kind of moved on. I mean, he just didn't, you know, and knowing what was in their heart, he would say. Right. And we have to learn how to do that. So the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu replied to our president's White House. And by the way, this is not good when a country, your country's bowing up towards Israel, and Israel's having to take their time in the midst of their schedule to respond to your name calling and your ridicule. If you don't know this or not, watch what's going to happen in the next few months. Watch what happens. And remember this conversation, because then we'll, like, if God allows us to live through this, we can go, we will never again choose leaders who will attack Israel. Mm-hmm. We won't do this, because we suffered as a nation for what we did that caused us to get to a point that God would put leaders over us that would do such a thing. And so it's just, we need to pay it. But he responds. We'll be talking about that today. If we didn't get a chance to talk about this in a previous program, hopefully we get a chance to talk about it today, about understanding, comparing the Great Depression unemployment with, you know, today. And it's amazing, because over 90 million people, employable people, there's only, what, 325 million or something. Mm-hmm. Almost one third of America's population is employable and unemployed. Mm-hmm. That's not good.
Wow.
And we'll talk about, that's almost the entire population of 1929 of America.
Right.
So I mean, and we're just like, everything's fine. It's like, no, there's numbers. These numbers aren't real. The numbers. Yeah. And what happens is, if you're looking for a job and you say, I'm going to quit looking for a job, they no longer consider you part of the statistic, mm-hmm. because you tried and you couldn't find one anymore. Even though you're still broke, you need money, you just can't get a job. They just don't include you anymore. That's, you know, that's like, how did that come from? Mm-hmm. And it's like, I remember Ross Perot said this, you know, years ago when he was running for president. He says, I tell you what, he said, you know, figures don't lie, but liars sure can figure. Right?
I remember that.
Yeah. And don't just, if you hear a stat, and that's why we try to give you a source. And, you know, John Ramos has been working quite some time to source an entire page inside the VFN Torch along with Steve. And John's committed to me, this page is going to be up, to have all of our sources that are there for everything that we're saying, so you can trace those sources back. We just don't want to just say it. You can say anything, but we as believers, we need to say, to the best of our knowledge, you know, what is the truth based on what God is even telling us, based on his word, and based on the knowledge that we gain. And God can handle the rest of that. The movie, Let the Lion Roar, I'm excited about that. You know, I am a History Channel buff anyway. I watch it with anticipation, hoping that Hitler will not get in power again. But every single time they vote him in, he has the same mustache. You know, everything's always the same. You know, it just never changes. And people just buy into his stuff. And, you know, I'm very hopeful. I can watch the History Channel with faith, you know, like, it's going to be different.
It's going to change. So
you're going to go ahead and listen to Winston Churchill way before Great Britain is under attack. Ah, you didn't again. Now you got planes flying over destroying 70% of Great Britain in World War II. 70%. So they were surprised attack. Like 9 million people was in Great Britain. And when Hitler attacked them, because he knew that, you know, they brought Winston Churchill, trying to snuff his voice out, they kind of brought him closer, and it kind of made him a little concerned. And the prime minister at the time positioned themselves to be able to deal with Hitler. Hitler was doing the same thing Putin's doing right now, but Hitler had the concern that America would get involved. Presently, does it look like Putin is concerned about America getting involved? Mm-hmm. I'll have more flexibility after the election. I'll transmit that to Vladimir. I mean, that's what's going on. And then we go to the Middle East, as we talked about before, and hopefully that's a related article to this, to talking about it, that, you know, the whole Arab League, the Arab League was all together, 21, 22 nations possibly, millions of Arab nations, Muslim nations, came and said, listen, we will pay for this war, America. If you will use your military strength to deal with Syria, we'll pay for it. And the president hands it off to Putin. So, I mean, think about if you look at history and study history with Hitler, that, you know, if in fact you gave him that kind of football, you know, hegemony is the, I mean, he's seeing, I can rule this world. I can do this thing. And men still want to rule the world. I thought it was pretty interesting. I didn't cover this, and hopefully this will be a part of that for our partners. Make sure, by the way, our partners, we have this always available for you. So we have, you know, deeper discussions, teachings, special reports for you, and green room cuts for all of our partners right there. It's real simple to become a partner. Just go to vfntv.com and follow the prompts. But we shared all as much as we could, just in a conversation, just kind of, you know, let you know what took place at the summit, and the Harvest Summit in Fort Mill, South Carolina. It was a powerful, once, I believe, in a lifetime moment, because how can you ever repeat those moments again when God calls these harvesters together, and expecting 300, ended up with 800 to 1,000. And it was just like, there's people who love God and want to go into the harvest, this billion soul harvest. I lost my train of thought on that, but maybe it'll come back up. But we're at a point that then you can get all that just as a partner. You just log into the partner area and get that under specials. But men want to rule the world. You know, men. Oh, this is it. That we are in the middle. This is what was said. This is what was said at the Harvest by Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, is, and you can see it. We're already in World War III. World War III has begun. It's an economic war. Remember the end time that we talked about. Battle is going to be over the economy. You know, the beast economy versus God's economy. Mm-hmm. And we're building, by the way, the church and the people who are in the kingdom of God. You know, we're building for 1,000 years, but trying to stop that and hinder that and prevent people from entering into the kingdom are those who are in the beast economy. Mm-hmm. So what you're seeing now in this last wind is spoken about in Revelations, that God had the angels hold back the four winds. And remember, we talked about the four winds are the first wind that ruled and dealt with men on earth was, you know, warriors. I mean, it was just battles. And next was the religious powers, where the warrior powers submitted to the religious powers. Then you had, you know, Islam, and you had all these religions, including the dark ages of the church. During that time, the Crusaders and all that. Mm-hmm. And then the next was the political win. And all of a sudden now, religion and warriors are up under the political one. Mm-hmm. They determine, you know, if you could preach this, if you could say that, you know, that politically correct. And they make a political decision whether to have a war or not have a war. And this last one is an economic win. And it boils down to, and this is the final battle, is going to be, you know, where your treasure is where your heart is. And it has nothing to do with money. It has to do with God's economy. You know, the kingdom of God versus the kingdom of the beast. And the beast economy or God's economy. And so what's going to happen then? He's going to begin to make war the people that are held captive by him to begin to control the money. One world economies and all that kind of stuff you heard for years. But it's manifesting now. You're seeing you know, economic attacks on country on the countries. They're saying right now, if they wanted to, they could pull the rug out from Putin mm-hmm. and totally collapse his economy. They know they can do that. But that was Woodrow Wilson's goal when he wanted to form League of Nations, which ended up being the United Nations, tie our money together, and nobody will ever mess with anybody again. And then the wars happen. Mm-hmm. More we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 Eye Guy here with some eye tastic news. Now, two locations to better serve you. So when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 Eye Guy. $50 Eye Guy.
Law, liberty, justice. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I'm a pastor, and a lot of the stuff he talks about, like certain employers requiring people not to say this, or a school rejecting a kid doing this or that, do they have any literature where I can have, like, all this information in front of me when I'm talking with my congregation about all this going on?
Well, Terry, the best place to go, and we've got a lot of information on this, is our website. And we've got a great search engine on the website. We have a whole section on what the rights of Christians in the workplace. We've got a whole section that deals with those issues. It's in a question-answer format. It's very easy. You just go to aclj.org. And I encourage pastors and church leaders to go to our website regularly. There's a lot of updates, a lot of material there. And if you want to get information for your churches, it's a great resource and a great place to go.
Find out more at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
If you don't have a plan to abide with the Lord, we have one for you mm-hmm. because it'll just begin to just revitalize your prayer life. And you'll find that not only are you talking to God, but you're dialoguing with the Lord and having this documented conversation. We have a plan for you. It's at iabide.org. It's a free plan. You can request it today, and it's amazing how your life you'll just have peace in your life. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing when we do what God says and operate in the context of how he says do things. It's not as complicated as religion's made it out to be. Mm-hmm. And children are abiding with the Lord. Mm-hmm. I know as adults, we should be able to do that.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So World War III has begun, Rick Joyner said at the summit. And then you say, well, it's an economic. You think about it, if it was a military war, and what you're seeing is the first three wins of, you know, military, religion, and politics, mm-hmm. they're submitting to money. Mm-hmm. So they're still there, but the motivating factor is the oil in the Middle East. You know, Donald Trump saying on Fox News just this week, we should have taken the oil from Iraq, and now the ISIS has it. It's like, what did that even? What's the oil? Well, it's money. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so those first three wins submit overall to that force that God allows to not fully be loose, because it's fully loose, it'll destroy all mankind. But, and so it's an economic war. And so you think, well, no, that couldn't. Well, you know, it's only because you haven't been paying attention, or you didn't choose to learn, because, mm-hmm. you know, the economy is bloated. You know, like, I don't know. I mean, I can't say too many bloating jokes, but I mean, it's unreal. Fair, it's just totally yeah. unreal. When the unemployment rate's not real, when we're printing money so much, we're trying to keep from having deflation. In other words, the that so much money is worthless that people can't even fully pay their bills. And at the same time, our unemployment rate, as we'll be talking about, is almost one of the employable Americans, 90 million, they're saying, KBA saying, that that's like one third of the population.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's not good.
And then it's not good. This is your neighbor. If it's not you, it's your neighbor. And if we love God, mm-hmm. we love our neighbors. We're concerned about them not having a job. And if we're not, God will give us a pattern of a journey that will help us have empathy for them.
He sure will.
We'll lose ours too.
And then it doesn't take in consideration those that are underemployed that have degrees, experience, and they're just taking an hourly wage just to get something.
Right. And so, but think about this. World War III is already underway. Mm. It's an economic war. China has been attacking our companies and our corporations, stealing our secrets. If you steal Coke's recipe, you have mm-hmm. a company now called, whatever it would be called in Mandarin, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you go and steal that baked bean dog, trying to give away those recipes all the time with that secret baked beans, he's going to say it. If you steal the intellectual information mm-hmm. of how things operate in a company, you steal the company. If you steal if you're like the guy Snowden, good or bad, and you give away the secrets how our defense works, you give up our defense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a battle. It is a virtual battle, but it's also a economic battle, because if we lose military strength, we become weaker in our economy. If Coke loses their recipe, there's not a Coke anymore. If these different things happen, if all of a sudden our products are being duplicated and somebody else is morphing a product, and it's just amazing what's being stolen left and right. But when they can break into the Pentagon system, they can get, this is what the FBI reported recently. It's not if that you're going to be hacked, it's just when, and you pretty much, others have said, you probably pretty much already have. But how many of you have already watched the news, and you may have heard us talk about it, that where they said Target's customers have been compromised.
Mm.
All their mm-hmm. financial information has been compromised, and we're talking hundreds of thousands, if not millions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's only 300 something million folks in America. So if you're talking about, millions of people being hit with this financial war, that's a big hit. That's like a bomb. It's like a financial bomb that just hits these folks. And so everybody goes, today they go, well, I'm only responsible for $50, but my bank will take care of it. Well, your bank is owned by your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And now your bank just took this huge multi-million-dollar hit. And so your economy goes down further. And then you hear Home Depot system, or not Home Depot, but Lowe's system is hit.
It was Home Depot.
Mm-hmm. And all their stuff is out. And then again, another and another and another. I mean, even Neiman Marcus, I believe.
Yeah.
I was just speaking recently to somebody that handles the IT for part of the military, and they said, people say, I don't care if people get my medical information and all that kind of stuff. She said, they don't want your medical information. They want your name, your date of birth, and your social security number, and they got everything else. That's mm-hmm. all they want. They want to be able to take money. They can take money by that information. And so there is a war going on right now. It's an economic war. And when you hear voices like George Soros say, we need to ease down the economy. And we talked early on about the prophecies about dominoes, and David Wilkerson talked about, this financial crisis would happen, and that would happen over here, and this would happen over here, then there'd be a national bank holiday. That's because we all got hit by some financial attack.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about, that within 6 minutes, life as you know it was going to change. It was because something happened to our financial system. And you can find out more about that on The Torch. But I just want to tell you that, how many of you have got a letter or a call from your bank saying, listen, we're going to reissue you a new card? You think, well, I just got a card. Well, The reason why that they're doing that is because their systems have been compromised.
Mm-hmm.
And how many times can we go? And so, you know, Donna, my wife, is talking to a person in the banking industry, and she said, you know, what do you do about all this? You know, and so Donna goes, you know, we should probably just start using cash. And the bank person says, exactly.
Mm.
That is the best thing that you can do is use cash.
Mm.
And, but for, you know, that's not the direction things are going. But, and so World War III is underway as we speak, but how many people are, you know, being controlled or manipulated or taken down because of finances, you know, mm-hmm. and you're looking at potentially some states or cities had to file bankruptcy, you know. Whoever thought that? You look at the financial collapse of Detroit and 50% unemployment rate, I believe. And the people that had money and had wisdom to run things left. John was talking about reports saying that you enter Detroit at your own own risk. Mm-hmm. And it's an economic bomb. You know, it's not. There was no a nuclear bomb that went off. It was no religious thing going on. It was no political thing going on. It was ignorance with finance, unions coming in and sucking everything dry with money. And next thing you know, they left all these people there in Detroit that, you know, you can't even walk the streets. They're saying come at your own risk. But that has a money thing. I mean, the results of it's sin and all these things. Mm-hmm. But the fact is that just like a city got bombed by warriors, just like it got taken over by the religious wind, just like possibly politics made a decision to come in and use military force. Well, just a financial decision. And finances came in to a point where an economic battle went on in Detroit, and it just looks like a war zone. It looks like a war zone. More we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I wanted to be able to tell you, if you haven't yet heard, that you can go to VFNTV.com and sign up for our newsletter. It's called The Torch. As a matter of fact, you're probably seeing it on your screen right now. You go right to the front page of the VFN Torch, and you click on... You see in the upper right-hand corner, you click on sign up for the newsletter, and there it is. You can sign up. You see the flame burning right there. Fill out your information here, push submit, and boom, every single week you will receive a newsletter with that week's program sliced up. Think about it, sliced up segments that, you know, whatever segments to you. I want to make sure you do that because we work extra hard to make sure that you can get it ever how you need to be able to get it. And because listen, if only 9% in 2009 had a biblical worldview, in other words, they had a light, L-I-G-H-T, perspective of the world, it's a lot less than that now.
Mm-hmm.
And with hearing the light of God's, you know, it's not enough to know the news, you need to know what to do with the news you know. To have that light perspective of what's going on, it's going to help you have a biblical worldview of your decision-making, of why you're going to get married or why you're going to need to stay married or why you need to have family or why you need to pay taxes, why you need to function. I mean, we got to move past that. And one thing we can do that is by signing up for The Torch and getting it sent to you every single week. Every single week. And in that, it has the offers and things that are going on as well. Listen to this. This is what God says. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Right now, when so many things are happening in America, people are going to Washington, D.C. and protesting and trying to push the government to do things against God's way. This man with tears in his face, when they put the mic in his face, he said exactly what we need to hear and what we need to do. Listen.
What's brought you to tears?
I want to personally repent for everything I've done to bring this on to this country. And if we do not repent of our sins, we will not recover. America will not recover.
Dear God, forgive us for
for our sins and what we've done to cause this to come amongst our nation. The VFN Torch takes VFN Radio to the next level. Listen, you can't show pictures and you can't play videos when you're listening to the radio, but we have it available for you. Take it to the next level, linking resources. As a matter of fact, when you hear about one particular article or segment that's going on at VFN Radio, there might be four or five other segments that we did over that quarter or several months that you can tie together. Why? It's available for you. It's called the VFN Torch, just like the torch that Gideon carried, the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I just want to encourage you to catch our next program. You're going to be really shocked in our next program as we're talking about they are pushing every limit that you could imagine. And this particular push, they're calling it little girls drop the F-bomb for feminism. Mm-hmm. And they have these little children that they're pushing already to which would be pretty much considered abuse, to scantily dress these young little girls in a sexual way and then have them begin to just say things that are just horrific. And they're saying, based on this promotion type thing, it's how they're promoting feminism. And it's like, is that how it seemed? What happened about honoring folks? But make sure you catch our next program. You're going to see this, but also you're going to see a way to be able to think again, how are we treating our daughters? Are we honoring our daughters? Are we even taking into consideration this is the environment that they're in? And that, as fathers, men in the church, how are we respecting and honoring the women and young ladies in our presence? And when you honor, anyone, right? They would prefer to have that than to have this other thing that's going on. And so it's just a shocker. You're gonna be really shocked. It's gonna be kind of edited a little bit, but you're gonna see what's going on and how they think that that's the answer. So catch that in our next program. So I guess the big question, and we're talking about, okay, World War III, according to Rick Joyner, is already really pretty much happening. It's an economic war. Remember the beast economy, Revelation chapter 13. That's one of the end time situations that's going to be happening. How many people are operating in the beast economy now, even though this particular beast, hasn't manifested yet, this particular system, but they're already using those principles already, because when we build our business on and our life on God's principles and kingdom's principles, it's not built on greed. So how could you prepare yourself then and to make it through World War III? Well, the biggest thing, this economic war that Rick Joyner was talking about, I would say the first thing you need to do is to realize you're in one and say, that bomb did not hit in my home. It hit in the banks, the local bank. And quit disassociating these hits in America as if, that's the corporate world, Well, the corporations, if they are public, they're owned by possibly you in your 401k or your neighbor. So there is no such thing as them. It's us. Mm-hmm. And Hillary Clinton just said, I believe this week, that, corporations don't employ people. It's like,
really?
That's wild. Anyway,
so what do they do?
Yeah. Anyway, I think it's probably just, I don't know. And so, but she is hiring, I think. Anyway, so, we got to see, if your local bank or a bank in America gets hit, meaning, they get that to absorb this huge financial attack, we should empathize and realize that's going to affect our economy. It's going to affect how many people get loans. It's going to affect, so many different things. Mm-hmm. And it affects everything because it's all one economy in America. We're one people. Mm-hmm.
If you don't think it does, look at any one city where a major industry leaves or a major employer decides to change cities. And like just like what you're saying before, is a lot of people aren't aware of it. When you look at Detroit and what had happened so significantly was the motor industry went down, the automotive industry. And what a lot of people don't connect is that you think about it, you might not be in the automotive industry, but your customers are. And right. everyone that shops at your business, they get paid through the automotive industry.
That's right.
And when the automotive industry left, it was just a domino effect. And then you had basically Southeast Michigan, you had Ohio, you had Illinois, even parts of Pennsylvania that were affected because of one industry.
Right, right.
That's economic.
Yeah, and so many people talk about, you know, well, I'm not in the car business anyway. And he said, well, you know, human beings buy food.
Mm-hmm.
They rent houses or buy homes. And, you know, lumber companies sell lumber, you know, gas stations sell gas. And I mean, all these things, we're all connected. It's just this currency that kind of flows. And everything matters. And we talked earlier, but, you know, big industry coming into a city or a town, you got to think about, is it closing down other you know, potential? Are you coming into a city like a steamroller and just rolling over other businesses that are there? And so one way to prepare about it is to connect and realize, wait a minute, we're under financial attack.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there's a whole bunch of greedy folks, and there are some senators saying, hey, you know, America's built on greed, and that is our sin, you know, with that. But in the midst of that, you go buy milk with money, you know, and you get paid to be able to make your car payment or your rent payment. And so we have to first realize we're under attack. It's important to understand. If you don't understand that, you're just like, okay, I'm authorizing another credit card. Okay, or debit card or credit card. And, oh, I'm authorizing another debit card or credit card. And it's like, you know, why are you continually having to get issued a new card? Because the people who has your money and the money of all the folks have been compromised, which means they've been attacked. Their system's been attacked, which means they're trying to protect, you know, you from any further attack. And since most of the time you don't have to pay for that, then they're just absorbing that, and they're not going to tell you, the bank's not going to tell you that somebody took your card and your number and just stole, you know, $10 million from you, because they know you're going to leave them. So now they've been hit by this foreign attack or local attack, and then they got hit by you because you left them. So they're not going to tell you all the details unless they have to disclose now that they were. Used to not even do that. But they don't tell you all those details. And, you know, somebody, you've stole my rumor going to the bank, and the tellers, friends of mine, is laughing and stuff, because somebody had taken my card number and went like on a binge in Germany or something, like every juke joint or
I think it was liquor stores.
Liquor stores. I hit liquor store after liquor store.
Yeah.
Up in Germany or something like that. And so they're laughing, because they're laughing when I come in. Like, well, did you just get back from Germany? I'm like, no, I haven't been to Germany. Look what's happening. I'm like, stop it, you know? But that
this isn't funny.
Yeah, right. And so, but that was a hit. Now you imagine that happened to 100 million Americans, happened to, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. That's huge. Well, we didn't have to cover that. I mean, the bank covered that. But the bank is your neighbor. You know, that's the employer, like the Detroit situation or the iron up in Pennsylvania or whatever. And so one way is to know you're in it. Secondly, is to the reason why we get money quite often in our present economy is to get stuff and things to be able to eat and to live and to pay. So think about, you know, if you prepare yourself, if your money gets hit, you know, have, you know, two boxes of Cheerios.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It just kind of just put, you know. Don't buy 15 gallons of milk, but there's stuff you should think about, because if something happens, you're going to need to eat for a little bit. Just kind of prepare for that. The other is just to pray and abide with the Lord to say, Lord, you know, what do I need to do? What kind of decisions do I need to make? And God will lead you. He says, those who, if you hear what the Spirit says to the churches, then he's just going to make, he's going to say, go left, go right, do this. He'll multiply this. It's amazing what he does. And we're proof positive of what. You just follow the voice of the Lord. He'll just take care of you and lead you. And that's sure the will. Most important thing is to realize that, you know, God loves you. God's got a plan for your life, but you have to make him the Lord of your life, which means he leads you. You follow, you hear his voice. And the reason why you hear it is because you have a relationship with him and you follow him. He can lead you through all that, but realize it's going to, I mean, that's going to be the end time situation anyway. But we're, I mean, if 97%, I say this all the time, but you got, it's just the, you know, it is, if it's anywhere around that, but this is what George Barner gets, but if 97% of regular church attenders today are already not honoring God in the area of finances, how vulnerable are we, you know, to any kind of, you know, attack, you know, and so, you know, the Word of God says this. He says, the reason why you get money and you bring it home and it goes through, you put it in a bowl, but the bowl's got like holes in it and just your money falls out. He says, it's because you're not honoring my house. And that, he says, the reason why your house is desolate, he says, because my house is desolate. And, you know, we are the house of God, the temple of God. When we begin to live right before God and seek him and abide with him, become his disciple, then we start seeing, you know, that money doesn't go through our hands like holes in a bowl. You know, it lasts longer, and clothes last longer, and shoes last longer. And, you know, it's amazing what God does. So one way to prepare for this reportedly, you know, World War III is to, which, by the way, those first three are up under that. So they will move, those winds will move under this economic beast. I mean, it all will come together, you know, warriors and the warrior battle generals and all that kind of stuff, and the religious, you know, that are partnering with government, and then the political, but it all will be money motivated. How much do I get for this? You know, and if you don't know, I saw this shocking documentary recently. I'll think about the program in a moment, but it was like every position, committee position, it doesn't matter what party you are. So it's not about different political parties, but like the banking committee and the judiciary committee in Washington, D.C., that your representatives, our representatives that we send there, that they get those positions based on this report on how much money they raise. So if you raise the most money for that political party and you're the majority party in Congress, for example, or Senate, then you get it. That's how you get it. Because you always wonder, like, why in the world would that person get that position? What about this other person? And what you'll find out based on this report is, and I think it's called the Pursuit of Truth, is the reason why one person who should have gotten it because they had integrity and they would have made great decisions over the banking industry or the judiciary committee and all that, they did not raise as much money for that political party as the one who's sitting on it. So it was strictly money. So money determined who, for example, a Nancy Pelosi, you know, she is a huge fundraiser for the Democratic Party, you know, based on these reports. And so that's why you're getting those type of positions. So every single position's for sale.
Right.
So if you want to be on those committees, which the party determines who's on there, so it's Democrat or Republican, doesn't matter which one it is, that you get there by raising massive amounts of money. So you tell me that that's not tell me that's a godly way to be able to run a country. That a few people buy government and by decisions based on supporting one person and helping them raise a certain amount of money to make sure they get on the banking committee. So all of a sudden, all these laws and policies are changed. Wow. I mean, that is just, to me, that is the beast method of economy versus God's economy is not like that. More we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 I Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, two locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 I Guy.
Working at this assisted living facility when I was younger, and everybody ate really well there. They really ate really well there, Steve. And... And so,
okay.
And people would come and visit. You know, obviously you're going to visit.
Sure,
your assisted living, the assisted living facility primarily is, you know, some older parts of our citizens who need a communal type living that has people that live with them, that take care of them, that type of thing. And sometimes, you know, we start losing our ability to think clearly, unlike us.
Maybe that's where I should
be. That's what's happening, right? Yeah, right. Has anybody seen my notes? Anyway, and so they get, you know, you get Alzheimer's, you get
dementia.
Dementia. Thank you. I can't remember that.
No problem.
He's been Googling that. He's been Googling it, trying to find out what's wrong with me.
It happens to me all the time.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
And so, you know, and so you'd eat really good out there. But there's this one particular lady. You know, she was kind of stuck in a pattern of thought from, you know, this is prior to the diagnosis of Alzheimer's. So we saw Alzheimer's, but we did not have a definition for it. We just chased it around all over the place, you know, trying to catch it. Anyway, so not Alzheimer's, but the person had Alzheimer's.
Right.
And because we were treating them as if they didn't have Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm. You know, right.
Sit here. No. I don't talk about it anymore. Anyway, so... So this one lady, she always says she was hungry because she grew up in the Depression and all those times. And I guess she went back to that part of her childhood. And that's what happens sometimes. And I don't need to go back to my childhood. Remember you, Pat. It was bad. Lord forgive us. Wash it.
Oh, anyway, man.
So like, oh
come God, back, man. Come back.
The Lord saved me from that. And so she would say she was hungry, but she wasn't hungry because she just ate.
Mm-hmm.
So people would come, you know, they're visiting their kin folks or whatever. Hey, how are you doing? Whatever. But this particular resident that was there, she'd come out and she just felt so bad for her. I mean, even when you know she just ate, she would just look at you and she'd go, I'm so hungry. I'm so hungry. I need some coffee and some bread. You know, you're just like, I just know you just ate. I gotta go get you something, right? And so the people that would come visit, they're kin folks, you know, and she'd come up to him and she's like, oh, I'm so hungry. You know, it was terrible. You felt terrible.
Like,
oh, I know
here?
That people are thinking we're not feeding anybody here. She's like, oh, I'm so hungry. I'm just, you got, and then it was like, it wasn't like a good meal. It was like, had some coffee and some bread. Some coffee and some bread. I'm like, oh my goodness. You know, people would just look at us like, you terrible people. You're not feeding them. And so, that was the early stages of Alzheimer's. And just saying that, you know, because we were talking about at the break, you know, can't you help?
Yeah.
People talk about that kind of thing. Listen.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Can't you help? Give me some coffee. Beltway Nation. It is for the record, and you got to see it. It's called, you know, it's talking about corruption, pandering, and abuse of power. Excellent program documentary from For the Record on Blaze TV, and we'll make that available to you. But that we're selling the position. You know, you think, because come on, you know, I know we're going to talk about these other stuff, but think about this. Don't you look at those C-SPANs sometimes? You wonder, thinking, the most intelligent person in the room is in the lowest position in front of the committee, sitting to the left on the floor, on the ones at the front. I'm not saying they're not intelligent. I'm just thinking, but the one that America's going, that's the one we sent there to change things. He or she, they're not getting a place on the committee. Who determines who the judge is going to be? Who determines how VA is going to be dealt with? Who determines You know, because it's committees, is how things work. It's committees, the banking committees and all these different committees. And this program reveals, it's called Beltway Nation on The Blaze. We'll make a link to it. You can get to it. It's the For the Record, which is almost like how 60 Minutes used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You remember you used to sit in anticipation. Here comes the cameras. They're going to reveal something.
All right.
And it doesn't happen anymore. And so, and you think, oh my goodness, they're selling the position.
Mm-hmm.
They're selling every committee position based on this report. As they're saying they raised up. So if you're like the chairman, because you think, you know, why would they have chosen Nancy Pelosi to be, you know, the key person, or who's the counterpart in the Republican Party?
Boehner.
Yeah, Boehner. You know why? And based on what they're saying is, it's because they've raised the most money for their parties.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't make sense. Like, you chose this person again. Did you remember the last thing that happened? And when America's saying something totally different, and so you're thinking, this is a corrupt system. Or, you know, we would say, this is like a beast economy.
Right.
That's an economy based on greed. It's based on, you know, money is being served versus God's being served. And Jesus said you can't serve them both. You can either serve God or money. And in the context of that, when he's talking about this in Matthew chapter 6, I believe, he says, right after that, he says, you don't have to worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to wear. He says, don't you see the grass of the field? I mean, it's here today and thrown in the fire tomorrow. Even Solomon, this wealthy man, wisest man that walked on the face of the earth outside of Jesus Christ, in all of his splendor and how he was dressed, he said, you're worth more than all of this. He said, not even a sparrow from the sky has, you know, can fall from the sky without God's permission. And he says that even a sparrow does not even go out and toil and work, but God provides for him. We got to get to the point to understanding this is, but this is what God provides for him. What we need, not what we greed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so we got to, if we're buying into this present day corruption of beast economy type, and I'm not saying the beast is here and this market and all this kind of stuff, but I'm definitely saying it's on the horizon. And we got to begin to draw distinctions now between, you know, what is the kingdom of God and what is the kingdom of this beast? You know, what is the beast economy and what's God's economy? The last economic or last powerful wind that's being held back by God, we talked about four of them, is the economy and money. And so we got to draw distinctions between the two. We can't sit here and, I mean, how many people, you know, are complaining about corporate decisions and their unethical practices, why they're actually holding stock in that company, which means they're the owners of the company, and they go on TV complaining about them, and Congress people do this all the time, and they're the ones making, you know, you own it. And the thing is, it doesn't matter about men's eyes, it's like God's eyes. God's watching us and do that versus, you know, you invest in a godly company, you make, you know, decisions the best you can over a company in view of men and God. And just watch God bless you and honor God in it and building your business. And it's time for us to once again go back to our original roots of our of the intents of this nation. This is Judeo-Christian values where, you know, we love one another and we have a constitution that says, you know, if you get charged with something, we're going to call you innocent. We're not going to call you guilty until they prove you guilty. And not only that, we want some of us to show up and watch what they're doing. We call that a jury.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have a right for a jury. And not only that, you don't ever have to worry about having somebody to represent you, because if you don't have money, we'll even send an attorney in there. We want to make sure this is a just nation. And there's some unjust things that have happened in this nation, but this is the, as President of King's College,
Dinesh D'Souza
says, this is the most greatest experiment that's ever been with nations. It's never come to this extent. And we've actually learned from our processes. And when we did go to war at the nations, we did not conquer to take over those nations.
Right.
We just, you know, whether righteous or wrong, we gave them back and helped restore them. And so we need to get back to this original intent and repent for the other aspects of it. And I just really believe it's just time for the church to be sincere lead disciples of Jesus Christ. And we have nothing to fear. Jesus said, in this life, these troubles are going to happen. They asked him, what is the sign of your coming in Matthew 24? He says, there's going to be wars, rumors of war, nations rise against nation. You know, people are going to betray you. The love of most will grow cold. you know, all these things are going to happen. He says, don't worry about it. He says, look up, your redemption draws nigh. You know, the kingdom of God will be preached to all, and then the end will come. We got to understand, what is the kingdom of God and what are the kingdoms of this world? What is God's economy and what is the beast economy? Because it's growing and it's pretty powerful, but it's not more powerful than God. But if we don't understand, there is a distinction, how you do your business, how you manage your money, how you choose to invest, why you choose this and why you choose that. And there is a thing called love. Love God, love others, and lead others to the same. When we build it on love, then love will keep us from failing. Make sure you join us on our next program. We're going to be talking about, you know, what is going on with this little girl's dropping this F-bomb for feminism thing going on, the seven mountains, and let the lion roar. God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. This technology is so cool, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Think about it. I meant that our listeners now can go to the, what's it called, the Google Play Store for Android phones. So they can go to iTunes Store for the Apple phones and iPads, and they can download the VFN TV app, right? And they can take VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, including the highlights and all the wonderful things that are available to our listener and viewing audience right there on their phone, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you can take it with you and you could listen to programs that you, even our archives, for example, say if you miss a particular program and you wanted to catch it, or you did a search and you found out, you know, this is some things I want to listen to, because we're always talking about, you know, God's news behind the news, wisdom for the day, you know, and the perspective of things going on. And that you can do that, you can carry it with you with your application, with your iPod, iPhone, Android. Just go to your application store for your mobile device and look for VFN TV. That's V Victor, VFN TV. And then when it comes up, just download it and begin to listen, and you have everything available to you. It's just so cool. You can even listen to the live program right there. Now, I don't know if you know this, if you're listening now, because obviously you know it, Pat.
Right.
That, you know, once the live program is finished on Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time, immediately, within maybe 30 minutes or so, it begins to loop. So it'll play every 2 hours. It'll play throughout the day for 24 hours to meet every time zone or your schedule. You know, you might not be able to listen to it at that time frame, but it's available for you. So you can go to your app store, download the app. It's VFN TV. Whether it's your iTunes store or whether it's your Android store, and begin to listen today. It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift
of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving.